Okay, here it comes. Are you ready? Episode number 2 of my new podcast, A Day in the Life of a World Changer. I have to just make this monumental announcement. I think this is my best podcast ever. Yes, I know. It's only my second one. But this one is better than the first one. And the reason that I think that, in all seriousness, is because the lesson here for me, and I hope for you, is that if success is nothing more than a series of changes, it's one thing to get inspired and fired up about making changes. It's an entirely other thing to actually do the hard work that's involved in making those changes day in and day out for a long enough period of time, i.e. the rest of your life, to have those changes stick. So that's what this episode is about, that the fortune is in the follow through. And I really hope you'll listen to it. I hope to be able to, I think after I actually do a bunch of episodes, 25, 50, 100, I will be pointing people back to this very episode, episode number 2, because I think the lesson is one that is significant, and it's the one that we might probably have the hardest time with. And so I hope you love it. Here we go. The fortune is in the follow-through. I was in sales as a stockbroker for almost 20 years, working for various firms on Wall Street. And I speak Japanese. I've got a bunch of clients out of Japan. I loved going to Japan to do meetings with clients. Heck, I love to go to New York or Palo Alto to do meetings with clients. And I get all excited about these meetings and preparing the pitch book and the presentation and all the great deals for the clients I got to work with and the prospective clients. And you go to these meetings and everything went well, and, "Well, Adam, you're great," and, "Well, I love you, Mr. Client," or "Mrs. Future Client." And then I notice when you get back to the office a day later or the next day, it was often a challenge to make sure that the follow-through was there. And, you know, I'd say more times than not, I did a great job at following up and was able to make a living for myself, for my family, over the years. But I used to say to people, and in fact, I still do now once in a while, you know, the fortune is in the follow-through. So having a meeting and having, you know, this exciting, you know, lunch with somebody, or and your eyes get all big and there's dollar signs in your eyes, like, "Hey, this is going to be a great client," or whatever. That's awesome, but it really doesn't matter unless there's follow through. And the same thing applies to change. When we read an inspirational quote, when we see a movie that just moves us, that changes something inside of us, it lights up our brain or our heart, or we meet somebody and there's a relationship that's formed, or just a thought goes through our head where we're like, "Yeah, I want to be that guy." This thought, this concept, this opportunity excites us, and we have these ideas that come into our head. "Well, I'm going to do this now. Starting today, I'm going to stop doing X, and I'm going to start doing Y. I'm going to work out more. I'm going to be kinder to my kids. I'm going to be kinder to my partner. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to be more disciplined." All those different thoughts, right? We know what to do to make change. But guess what? Those feelings of inspiration, those warm feelings that light us on fire in that moment of inspiration, of hope, those fade. We leave the movie theater, right? We say goodbye to that person we've been talking to. That thought gets caught up in all the different stimuli that come at us. Most of it, a bunch of crap, by the way, right? All the different interruptions in our life, and with these damn cell phones on which I'm recording this podcast, which I love, right? And you're likely listening to it on your cell phone. But my point is that when we understand that change that we're so inspired to make is only going to happen if we carry forward, somehow find that inspiration, that just goes away. It doesn't go away entirely, hopefully, but we have to hang on to a little bit more of that, and understand the concept that real change takes place outside of the spotlight. It takes place when our heart doesn't really feel like, or our head maybe in this case, or both, doesn't really feel like making change, because guess what? And you already know what I'm going to say. Change is hard. Okay, so let's accept that. Change is hard. Awesome. So if we find that thing, that idea to improve ourselves, we got to hang on to that thing, and you and I have got to dig in and day out. Change is actually, as exciting as the catalyst for change might be, the change itself often takes much more time than we want it to, and we often don't realize that it's happening. But as we form different habits, as we literally change our routine, which sometimes can take days, weeks, or months, unless we do that, we're not going to make the change, or we're going to fall short of the real potential change that we can make. I hope that makes sense. But I'm telling you that the fortune is in the follow-through. The fortune of change, of improvement, of betterment, of more happiness, of more joy, of more health, of more wealth even, is going to take place when you kind of don't feel like making the change. That's certainly been my experience. I imagine it's been yours as well. I'd love to hear from you about this concept. But I hope that it's inspiring you to understand that in your often most uninspired moments, when you dig in, that's where the change will actually occur. And just because you can't see it in that moment doesn't mean it's not happening. Because I promise you, as you grind through those hard moments where you sort of doubt just how inspired you were back at the original catalyst, if you grind through that, you're going to look back a month, a year, a decade back and go, hey, I'm a different person, and gosh, I'm happier. Life is better. And it's all because you hung in there with the follow-through, which is really where real change happens. That's it. Episode number 2. I hope you loved it, even just liked it. If you do, share it. Contact me. Most importantly, implement it into your life. It took me about 2 weeks to actually follow through with this podcast. I knew I always would, but it bugged me during those 2 weeks when I was occupied with other, frankly, more urgent things at the time. But I knew I'd follow through. And I think that's the point, right? Follow through. If you don't do it immediately, that's okay. Although probably a better thing to do it immediately when you're ready, when you're thinking about it. But if you don't say, well, I guess I'm done. I screwed up. I didn't do it fast enough. Screw that. Follow up is follow up. Follow through is follow through. Make it happen. And I think that becomes a habit. The more that you engage in following through and accomplishing things, finishing tasks that you know you want to finish, it gets easier. It becomes a habit. And that is where change is actually made. I cannot wait to do episode number 3. It'll be out very soon. Hope you're having an awesome day, awesome week, and awesome life. Keep it up. Talk soon.